growth eats profit. The more that you want to grow, the more that it is going to have a downward pressure on your profitability. Now, long term, as you grow, maybe after several months or even after a year in the often cases, that will then lead into more profitability. There's no question about that. However, in the short term, if you want to step on the gas, let's say you're driving and you push on the gas coming out of a red light, the more you push on the gas, the more that that is going to burn fuel. We know that obviously in driving, but the same thing is true in business. The question is what is that fuel?
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, last week we started what is now another series coming up over the next handful of weeks. This is week two of a 5-week series on our scale milestones. So if I go back just several weeks ago, we've gone over, had actually a number of series over the last few weeks. We went all the way back to talking about the three parts of a roadmap. Where are we today? That's our point A. Where are we trying to go? That's our point B. What is our plan to get there? Those three elements make up your business roadmap. Coming out of that, we talked about really the three main core problems that small business owners face: lack clarity, the lack of true systems and processes, tired and stressed out. And then we started to talk about the operating system and three main parts of the operating system. You need kind of one place as your team headquarters. You need a handful of core playbooks. And then how do we do it, document it, and then be able to delegate it? Those are the three things that made up our operating system. And then we got into, if one of our core problems is we feel just overwhelmed, tired, and stressed, that we need to lead ourselves first. And what's the most important thing we can do for ourselves? What's the most important thing you can do for your team? And what's the most important thing you can do for the business? And then last week, we started to talk about, on the journey that we're on small business owners, specifically what we refer to as the rainmaker to architect journey. We know that business, it's an infinite game, as Simon Sinek refers to it as. We tend to sometimes think that business is like a yearly sprint, and there's winners and losers year in and year out. That's not necessarily the case at all. The idea of business is to make sure that you stay profitable so you can stay in business. And so in this journey, are there some tangible mile markers that we can be able to hit, or what we refer to as milestones? And last week, I introduced the very first one, and that was sustainable revenue. And I talked about the importance of getting the business over $1 million in top line revenue. And then once you get there, beginning to have a path to 3 million. In today's episode, I began to kind of talk about this a little bit last week, but as important as it is, and as much of a vanity metric, but also there's some legitimacy towards getting the business to a million. I mean, 91% of the business has never crossed $1 million in top line revenue, but it's not enough just to simply cross that revenue milestone. We also want the business to continue to be growing and profitable. And I've done an episode on the tool that we talk about. So if you go back, you can listen to a solo podcast I did called The Rule of 40. And I'm going to be talking about that quite a bit in this episode as well. But if you think about it, as small business owners, we're bootstrapped. And what that means is that we are taking the profits from our business. We are hopefully distributing some of that to the owners of the business. And for many of you, you may be the sole owner of the business, or we're taking those profits and deciding to reinvest back into the business for future growth. And I'll talk about typically what future growth looks like from an expansion perspective. There's two main areas that we'll get into, but there's obviously can be some other ones as well. But two main ones is what most people end up thinking about. And so we get the business to a million. That's a huge milestone to get it to, let alone to get it to the second million or the 3 million. But we also want it to be continuing to grow and to be profitable. And this concept of the balance between how do we make sure that the business is profitable enough, but at the same time, making sure that we're growing, that relationship between the two of them is incredibly important. And I was under the fallacy for a very long time that growth equaled profit, when in fact, growth eats profit. I'm going to say it one more time. Growth does not equal profit, especially in the short term. Growth eats profit. The more that you want to grow, the more that it is going to have a downward pressure on your profitability. Now, long term, as you grow, maybe after several months or even after a year in the often cases, that will then lead into more profitability. There's no question about that. However, in the short term, if you want to step on the gas, let's say you're driving and you push on the gas coming out of a red light, the more you push on the gas, the more that is going to burn fuel. We know that obviously in driving, but the same thing is true in business. The question is what is that fuel? Well, that fuel is typically going to be in the form of capacity within your team and also marketing dollars. If you want to grow instead of 10% compounded every year, you want to grow 20%, 30%, et cetera, almost inevitably, that is going to mean more investments in team and more investments in marketing. And so it's the interplay between those two that matters the most. I'll walk you through a couple of examples here. But the rule of 40 is simply this. It's a numerical, it's just simple math. As we add up our year-over-year profitability, how much did your top-line revenue grow from 1 year to the next? Now, let me just even stop right there and say that I know that there's a tremendous amount of different ways to look at growth. You can look at growth from the number of sales units that you've sold 1 year compared to the years prior. You can look at your maybe widget, your policies, your premium, if you're an insurance agent, or the number of deals that you have sold, the number of jobs that you have sold in a year, depending on what you do, the number of clients that you serve in a year, how much that has grown. When I'm talking about growth, I am talking about the top line revenue number in the business. How much did that grow in a given year compared to what it was last year? Simply put, if you go and you look on your income statement in 2024, what was your revenue? And then if you look at your income statement in 2023, what was your revenue? And those two numbers, how much did top line grow? Now, for many of you, you may say, well, my monthly recurring grew, but this year it was much higher or much lower because of some bonus structures and things of that nature. At the end of the day, it's still revenue to the business. Did it go up? And if so, how much? That is what I mean by year-over-year growth. It's a very simple calculation. Number two, we also want the business to be profitable. Now, that sounds obvious, but one of the things I heard Craig Rochelle recently say on one of his podcasts, as a matter of fact, no, actually, he was on a podcast with the Church of the Highlands main pastor, Chris Hodges. He came on his podcast. He had spoke at 10 Highlands, and Chris is the pastor there, and he came on his podcast, and I was listening to it. Craig said that profitability is actually a prerequisite for growth. And I thought, that is such a great line. And it plays so nicely into what we're talking about here with the Rule of 40. You have to be profitable so you can make the reinvestments in growth that you need to. Typically, again, in the form of hiring more people and investing in marketing. And so if you look at your year-over-year revenue growth, how much did it grow? We want to add that to the profitability of the business in that year. And we want the combination of those two numbers to be 40 or above. Now, I shared a minute ago that I was going to go walk through several different kind of examples of this. One of my best friends, Blake from college at Auburn, he works in the high-tech, venture-backed, pre-revenue startup business. I mean, these companies are incredibly risky companies to make investments in, and he's in San Jose a lot, Atlanta's in the high-tech areas. And so they're making a lot of bets, and there's a lot that we could probably learn from the things that they decide to, how they underwrite deals, we'll say that. How they decide, are they going to actually give a $5 million or $10 million line of credit over to this business? Nonetheless, one of the things he said is they'll use the rule of 40, but oftentimes it'll be 100% growth and negative 60% profitability, and they're okay with it. And that is why we, as small business owners, cannot operate under those conditions. Unless you're independently wealthy or you have somebody that's going to financially back you, a negative 60% profitability is going to put a lot of pressure on you, to say the least. And so for us, I like to say for people, you never want to architect it in a way to where we're going to be less than 10% profitability, never going to architect it in a way that we're going to be less than 10% in growth. So at an absolute minimum, we want our growth to be 10% and our profitability 10%, but those are absolutely razor thin. We would never ideally set it to be that. Now, if things happen in a year and we don't end up hitting the numbers we want to hit, then that's one thing, but we would never build it from a model. So just keep those things in mind. That's one thing to remember, is that we never want to grow less than 10%. And we really never certainly want our margins or net profit to be less than 10% either. So that's one example in the venture-backed startup phase, that 100% growth, negative 60% profitability, they're still hitting the rule of 40. They grew negative profitability, but they've got financial backers, they've got bankers, they've got investors to be able to handle that. I've got some other clients. I had one client that was in 2024, 52% profitability. He was absolutely cooking. He only grew about 2%, between 2 to 3%. And this year, he intentionally is setting forth a plan. He said, I really want to grow this year. I said, okay, we're going to make a reinvestment in that, some of that profitability. And so he is intentionally going down from 52% profitability down into the mid-30s, which is still incredibly profitable, but he's using that 15, 16, 17%. He's going to go hire two more people, and he knows it's going to have a downward pressure, plus he's going to need to increase his marketing. I have another client that has decided that he really wants to grow. And so he's willing to push his net profit from a forecasting perspective down in the 10 to 15% range because he's looking to grow 30% this year. And so you can see those are three totally different examples of where they're playing off the same numbers. It does not mean that you need to be 20% growth every single year compounded. Doesn't mean then you add back up with 20% net profit. Doesn't necessarily always have to be, but it's good to be able to see what those numbers ultimately need to be. And so how do we get there? Is it 30% profit, 10% growth? Is it 30% growth, 10% profit? Is it 20% growth, 20% profit? What are your numbers? Now, everybody ends up asking me, they want some sort of guidelines, and I've already given you one of them. That is, we never really want to build it, begin to forecast ahead less than 10% growth or less than 10% profitability. So that's certainly one of the guardrails. The second one is, if somebody was going to push me into a corner and say, you have to set the target, the ideal target of a business, what's the perfect rule of 40 number? A lot of people would think it would be 40. Actually, it's not. It's 51. And I know that sounds a little strange, but let me walk you through it. The reason it's 51 is because If you give me a company that's thrown off 25% net profit, that is fantastic. You typically are going to want to shoot somewhere in the 20 to 25% net profit range. Is that going to be across the board for everybody? No, clearly not. But again, that gives you kind of a tight range. I would say target for 25% net profit if your business supports that. There's a business I'm a part of that we're shooting for 15 to 20%. So we've pulled that down, but it's a different type of business. And so those numbers compared to industry standards would actually be pretty fantastic. So we want to be somewhere in that 20, 25% range. So I'd say let's shoot for the perfect business with throw off 25% net profit. Secondly, what about growth? Well, actually, the number is 26%. It's 26%. And I know that seems random, but let me walk you through why. If a company grows 26% compounded over 3 years, you double the company. Any number. You take $500,000 company, you grow 26%. And the next year, you grow 26%. And the next year, you grow 26%. You compound that over 3 years, you've doubled that company to $1 million. Take $1 million company, you do the exact same thing. You've now taken it from $1 million to $2 million. And so many times when I've walked people through that math, they say, oh my goodness, I had no idea that it was actually 26%. Because at the beginning, you start to think, oh, that doesn't seem like very much. That seems a little low. That seems a little conservative in nature, but just give it some time. This company I was working with, they did just a little over 2.5 million, but just for kicks, let's just say 2.5 million. And so we were working through what's his long-term vision, what's his three-year vision, what's even his vision longer term than that. And so we were walking through kind of what he had shared, and then I reverse engineered back to what it is today and how much compounded growth that would need to be. And we started to talk about what have to happen to make that happen, make that level of growth happen. It was just getting a little unrealistic. And so I said, let me ask you a question. If in 6 years, this company could go from 2.5 million to 10 million. Would you be happy with that? He said, I'd be thrilled with those numbers. I said, well, the number is 26% compounded each of the next 6 years. And so I walked you through that math. 3 years, the company would go from 2.5 to 5. 3 years after that, the company would go from 5 million to 10 million. And it allowed it to be realistic, but yet still a big vision of what would need to have happen. It started instead of running around like a chicken with your head cut off just to try to hit some arbitrary numbers pulled out of your head. You're actually like, okay, this is actually doable growth. And that's where the power of compounding can really play in your favor. So if I was going to build the perfect company, you give me a company that's doubling every 3 years and throwing off 25% net profit, I will take that company all day long. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about the Rule of 40 as a framework inside of this milestone, which is consistent growth and profitability. One of the milestones we want to hit on our journey is get the thing to a million, but also we want it to continue to grow and be profitable. And that is the C in our SCALE milestone acronym. On your journey, from going from being the rainmaker of your business to becoming the architect of your business, there's some milestones that you can click off. Last week, let's get the business to a million, sustainable revenue. This week, let's make sure that it's growing and profitable, consistent growth and profitability. Hope you learned a lot at the time of this recording. We're a couple of weeks away from our Know Your Numbers intensive. If you actually go to intensive.blueprintos.com, I would love to see you. We're going to be talking about this tool, utilizing it. We're walking people through the tool template that we have. So if you're not registered for my free Know Your Numbers intensive workshop, be sure to come and check that out. Until next time, lead well and go be great. You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.